around that table, and we're all sitting here watching, saying it's his job to do all the heavy lifting. That's baloney. It's time we step in. And it can't draw down on the improvements that Carlos has been working on and some of these other improvements. It can't do that. This is over and above what we have going. And you know what? We don't need to listen to their problems anymore. We all have problems. But you've got to eventually get down to the return on investment stuff. And we take these heavy lifters that impact the entire state economy and we tell them to take a hike. You can only do that so many times. And I'm telling you, this is PBR. There's other initials, like PGA, that's coming.
And NASCAR.
I don't know about NASCAR, but I can tell you those other two. And that traffic isn't going to go away. And if we're going to be a leisure travel destination that it is a billion-plus dollar economy, we can't let our transportation partners, MoDOT and the feds, leave us out to dry on their projects. And the only way that that's going to do is we're going to have to squeak a little bit. We're not squeaking enough. What's happening? Director McKenna? Have you ever seen him in your city?
No.
Me neither. Enough. What I'm saying about that. So, I don't know that I'm asking anybody to do anything other than be aware of this, and then we have to figure this out. Ron heard this pitch the other day at Partners, but reinforcement's coming. The congressional districts are going to change. And us being all together in District 7 is going to change. Some of you guys are going to be in District 8. Well, sometimes that's a change and sometimes we're not sure that's good news, but guess what? We may get two people falling on the rope here. I'm getting some of this done. But we got to think through this and we got to get moving because Mr. Morris is moving straight forward. This isn't the last of his projects. The people down in 86 are squeaking now. They come to our meetings, they squeak. They don't want their end of their subdivision road that has 10 cars a day shut. So you go down and every 500 feet, there's intersections on Highway 86. That's got to stop. They need to take and collect several of those little subdivisions up in one entrance onto 86. We need an interchange on 65. The ground is already purchased. Thunderbird Road is set back. All of that stuff is there. We need to get some of that crap going. And when you do these big venues, they have what they call moving parking lots. That's outer roads. Two lanes going in on the way out, two lanes going out. Every other day, it's one going both ways, but it's an outer road. We need to get some of that stuff going again down there, or otherwise, we're doomed. And like I say, Mr. Morris eventually is going to say, you know what, if nobody wants to help, okay, I'm done. For whatever it's worth, we need to do this, and the only way that's going to happen is we don't take no for an answer and get these people to the table and saying, look, you can't look the other way forever. And I don't care if you don't have any resources, reallocate the ones you've got. One thing that's wrong with us down here, you look up Republican district in the dictionary and there's Taney County's picture. So none of them give a shit because they're always going to get elected from here. So why do we have to send money? You guys are going to do it anyway and we get it for free. I'm not saying we got to turn to Democrat. We just have to remind them which side their bread's buttered on. And we're not doing a very good job of it. And redistricting isn't going to help us. The other thing we got to do at the State House is our senator, at least one of our representatives, are pretty outspoken. They're ultra-conservative, and believe me, my personal views are very conservative, but you can't be against everything and get everybody else to come on board with your team. We got to understand that we got to compromise a little bit so that we can work together with somebody, or we're going to be out here alone forever, and that can't happen. And here's where we're paying the real price. None of our projects are getting done, and we're sitting back and saying, okay. So this is not a problem that can be solved any other way than politically. When we are the second or third largest sales tax generating county in the state of Missouri, next to St. Louis, Kansas City, and I think we eclipse Columbia, and we can't get crap done, there's something wrong with that. Motor fuel taxes are allocated by population, so we get motor fuel tax for 54,000 people, and we generate motor fuel tax that's probably 200,000 people, and we can't get anything back. There's something wrong here.
Well, that'll put it on the next meeting's agenda, to get them released to where they can come to the meeting. It's going to be another day.
I don't know that they have to come to our meeting. Let them set up the meeting. So there's no excuses. We're coming to you. You tell us what day you can be at the table, and then we'll be there. Because all of this stuff about they're too busy for this and they're too busy for that, we've gotten our fair share to this point. But our fair share is changing. Northern Missouri, last one out, turns the lights off, and we are growing like has been demonstrated here leaps and bounds. And we're only going to grow more. And unless they get on this now, we're not going to be ready to go. We're going to find out that we're doing our part for economic development. But our partners at the state and the feds, not so much. We can't get a Taney County Expressway that Springfield gets a gifted $26 million trail that they don't even want. Assign a name to that, let's call that Roy Blunt. You want to know that whether they've heard that from me? Oh, yeah. This is baloney.
One other intersection I see on here, I got an X by here, is number 28 there, Point Royale, intersection 165, because we're getting ready to award the contract for our Fire Station 4 out there off of Champaign Boulevard. It's the same intersection there as Point Royale. So we're going to be talking with MoDOT to see if there's any funding available we can do a share project on or something there, put a signal there, which people didn't want a signal there for years and years. But with the fire station there, then they could, you know, they got their button, they could hit the red lights, make everything stop so they can get out of there.
Another highly congested area.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
A lot of tourists grow. And yep. Travis's pencil is on fire over there.
Especially in the summertime, because
it would be bubbling up.
Yep.
Another thing about that project that MoDOT was in here last summer before they shut everything off, and we added a project about it, all the interchanges from North Branch and all the way to the Arkansas line, a general project, because they said they were going to be addressing those. So that's another thing, and the Johnny Morris link on 186, that all fits into that. That was their original stated objective. Well, now it's out there, it's starting, the growth is. So that fits well as another argument to pull up their initial indication that they were going to be doing that when they had funding. Well, they've got $555 billion from the new infrastructure bill that both sides of the aisle supported, Republicans and Democrats. And right now, current administration has already written contracts on that. They're already lining all that up because they know their days are numbered to get out of office. We've got rail projects that they're already funding for Amtrak. So the funding is there, but it maybe not hit the door yet at MoDOT. And it's going to hit the door. It'll be available.
But you got something needs to hit the door. I'm not sure whether it's funding or whether it's the current. But we got to do some dang thing because whatever we're doing now isn't working. How many of us haven't been able to go to work for 2 years? Oh, MoDOT. Oh, yeah, they're working from home. I got it. At some point, enough is enough.
Yep.
All I'm saying is, I'm not very happy with what we're getting back here.
And I would have to look at a project the other day out there just north of Chateau Cove out there and all that mess.
Right.
You know? My God, I like never got back out on the highway after you got down in there.
Oh, yeah.
And in the summertime.
Hazardous.
And they're just keep building more of them. Bedroom jobs.
That's a great development for tourists. Well,
sure it is. The little piddly ass road ain't going to handle it.
They're doing a supreme job of those buildings. Lodges, they call them lodges.
Yeah, blowing and going.
Getting out of there, like you're right, it's very hazardous.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I'm done bitching.
I'd like to go along with Devin and make a recommendation that this be placed on every agenda from now on out with Rick input as the status of the needs down there. So we're aware of exactly what's going on down there, how many people knock on this door, that eventually, as soon as we can craft a placeholder that we can have them point to so they know we're not, you know, we're leading the effort, a general placeholder for Highway 186, and that's from beginning to end, all the way to the airport. The airport depends on this, the growth. How it's going to interface with the new expressway. Traffic's going to have to flow around there. Our thoughts about eventually is having a loop around the entire area that goes off from Silver Dollar City to that road over there that's closed off right now and goes down towards Johnny Morris's property. How that all connects in the future. But if we do something down there that Morris does on its own, it may not fit well with the outer loop. It may not fit well with the Taney County Expressway. It needs to be a coordinated effort, but it's all tied together. So I'd make a motion or recommendation if we have this as a regular agenda item to be posted on, and as soon as we can craft a project that gives support, at least we'll have the technical support, and then we'll, Rick and others will have to figure out the political way to approach it, but we'll. From an accountability standpoint, Taney County's not rolling over and sitting idly by waiting for other people to dream up things that need to be done. And we're in the lead of it, and it'll all pull together.
Okay, so we have a motion that the 86 and 65 area there to be added on as a regular agenda item. We have a second for that.
I'll second that, because this is going to be something we're going to talk about. You want to get James on the phone and see if he and I can get some time to see the plans?
Yep. So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion will carry. Okay. Is there anything else anyone has for Travis? About to have to leave. Is there anything? Do we need to do a photo on that to have him update?
Yes, probably. And then, Devin, do we have to do anything to recommend HDR to continue to manage the project list?
Motion. I mean, it's.
I think we have in the past.
We have in the past.
That's what I was going to say. We have an on-call contract with the county, but we have to do a task order every year for this $5,000. So I got to get a new contract so the year rolls over. So should have it all done and updated for the next meeting, but it usually takes a month to get the contract stuff. So just FYI.
Oh, that's quick.
Yeah. We got some.
So I'll make a motion to recommend HDR for next year's project list update contract.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to have HDR handle the updates of the predators that you should list.
And that'll just be